To Russia now, where the southern city of Nalchik has been sealed off after militants staged a number of apparently coordinated raids today. Hundreds of fighters attacked police stations and other government buildings, leading to gun battles that lasted for hours. The situation is still unclear, but dozens of people are said to have been killed, including civilians, police, and the militants. Alexei Arbertov studies security issues at the Carnegie Center in Moscow, and he joins us now. What have you been able to learn about these attacks?
Well, it happened very early in the morning. A big group of guerrillas entered the city, more than 100, and they simultaneously attacked about a dozen various buildings and sites and took over some of those, including the headquarters of regional internal police and federal security agency, and also some stores, in particular one which was selling guns and ammunition, apparently in order to replenish their stock of weapons.
So this was a coordinated attack. What do you know about the militants?
Well, they are apparently from the same big group which operates in various units, some smaller, some larger, in Chechnya, Ingushetia. You know that last year a group of that type took over the school in North Ossetia, in Beslan, with this terrible tragedy which followed. More than 300 people got killed during that time.
Now, you mentioned that the city has been sealed off. What other measures has the government taken to deal with the situation?
They blocked all the buildings which were taken over by guerrillas, by terrorists, and they were conducting assault on them one by one, and apparently have already cleaned most of them, but in three or four, guerrillas are still held. And in one of them, they are having hostages there.
How many hostages do you know?
Nobody knows how many.
Can you tell us about the region where all this is taking place?
Well, this is the North Caucasus, in this part, which consists of several local republics, which are governed by their presidents and their legislative bodies. This is one of the most beautiful ones, mostly populated by two ethnic groups, Balkari and Kabardins. But this particular republic, which is called Kabardino-Balkari, up to now has been very peaceful.
Well, beyond their effort to undermine or destabilize the government, are there specific demands with today's attacks?
No, they're not making any demands. They just took over most important sites in the city, in particular sites of the law enforcement and security agencies, to show that they can attack federal government military organizations right in their headquarters.
And their overall goal, I guess, is freedom for Chechnya.
It's secession of Chechnya, and actually it's now larger than that. It's all of Northern Caucasus. They want to make it independent from the Black Sea to the Caspian Sea. That's their goal.
To create a breakaway republic.
Yeah, well, there are several republics. They want to get all of North Caucasus away from Russia, to separate, to secede from Russia, not only in Chechnya, but in Dagestan, Ingushetia, Kabardino-Balkaria, Adygea, these republics which are mostly Muslim.
Alexei Arbertov is with the Carnegie Center in Moscow. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.